Before a standing room only crowd of students Tuesday morning, the husband and wife founders of Barefoot Wine revealed how their product rose to become the world's top-selling bottle through zero use of traditional marketing or advertising. The pair largely attributes this success to an early decision to partner Barefoot with the Surfrider Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to preserving oceans and beaches. Larry Clark, dean of the Cameron School of Business, says Wilmington startups are great candidates for this worthy cause-based and low-cost approach to marketing.
It's trying to understand your product, understand who your prospective your buyers may be, and how might you be able to align. In the case of Barefoot Winery, what they did was they went primarily with not-for-profits. That's how they further differentiated themselves.
Clark adds that Wilmington entrepreneurs would be wise to gain insight into the wine business. In fact, he predicts that just 18 months from now, craft breweries and wineries will be a local boon.
What I'm seeing is a number of pieces that 15 years ago in California were starting to get critical mass in terms of the kind of opportunities going to be here.
These factors, Clark says, include a young, adventurous demographic, a burgeoning restaurant scene, and successful startups such as NextGlass, a digital database linking consumers' beverage taste preferences to more than 20,000 beer and wine varietals. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.